Reds take on Toronto tonight right here. And by the way, I am telling all of you out there, if Pecorine pitches a shutout, which is a very high standard to ask for, but because it's Toronto, if Pecorine pitches a shutout tonight against Toronto, all the talk around the league will be, is Pecorine in the mix to win the Hart Trophy, when this show has been telling you that he should have been a candidate for about the last couple of weeks? And that's why I think he's already won the Vezina Trophy. I think it's done. I think it's signed, sealed, delivered. I think they can go ahead and mail it. 501 Broadway, Nashville, Tennessee. I think they can do that right now. And that's why I think the marketing campaign or whatever the campaigning they're doing for Pekka for Vezina is a little pointless, from the sense that he's already won. And now it's time to shoot your sights on the very top. And Preds analyst Chris Mason wants to debate me, so we have him on the show. Chris, why do you not like my take about the Pekka for the Hart movement, that it should be instead of for the Vezina?
No, that's not the point. My point is yesterday that you said we're not respecting our goaltender enough because we're only saying for the Vezina Trophy. And this all began a few weeks ago because I started listening to multiple talk radio and NHL Network stuff and a bunch of other hockey media outlets, and everybody was saying, even though the numbers said otherwise, and obviously we feel otherwise, they were still saying Vasilevsky's a front-runner for the Vezina Trophy, blah, blah, blah. Pecorine's having a great season. He's in the conversation along with a handful of other guys. So my goal was to change the narrative completely on that. How are you gonna say Pekka for Hart Trophy when he's not even the front runner for the Vezina? That's my point. That's why it's a step-by-step process here. Do I think Pecorine is in the should be considered for the Hart Trophy? Of course I do. Of course I do. But now what is everybody saying? All the media outlets, all the analytic guys, they've come up to the forefront and they've shared their information, and everybody says Pekka for Vezina. And I guarantee, I agree with you that I think it's about as good as mailed in. For him to win that trophy, he deserves to win it, and that's why we're fighting so hard. And for the Hart Trophy, I just think it's easy for somebody, for you, to say, hey, of course he's going to have the Vezina. Why don't we do the Hart? They're not doing they should be doing the Hart. I can't believe they're not doing that.
Here's my thing. Number one, the take is, even the campaigning, the general managers are the one who vote on that award. So yes. The general managers, are they going to be swayed by what they hear on talk radio?
I hope a general manager is not swayed by what he hears on talk radio. Oh, are you serious? They listen to exactly the same media outlets, and yes, they are swayed. They listen to, how do you think contracts, guys that play in Canada, get signed for huge contracts for American teams? It's the media that pushes these guys. They get you, when you hear a narrative for so long, they're not immune to it. Believe me, I've done my research on this. They're not immune to the all-knowing hockey people. They listen to what everybody says. Believe it or not, they probably listen to what you say as well. But they listen to everybody, all the big media outlets up in Canada. It's influential. And when you hear something over and over again, that becomes your train of thought, and they're not immune to it.
So why are you not pushing the Hart Trophy? Because the Hart Trophy is picked by the media, and the media does watch all that stuff and does listen to everything and does... So if I'm going to hear talk about, well, Nathan MacKinnon and Taylor Hall and Nikita Kucherov, and why not push the narrative for the Hart Trophy when he has been the most valuable player on the best team in the league?
Well, that's the thing. If he's not the front runner for the Vezina Trophy in the media's eyes, how is he going to be considered for the Hart Trophy? They'd laugh you out of the joint. You know, it's one of those things, and you have to get that going first. And once they say, hey, look, obviously this isn't even close anymore. You know, we've done the research, and I talked to some of the media guys today in Toronto, and they take their votes very seriously because now they're going to be whoever they pick and is going to be exposed, and people will know who all these guys pick, so they're going to have to be even more accountable. So that's a good thing. So my biggest thing, of course we think, how, you know, valuable do we think Pecorine is, the most valuable player on the team, you know, and especially in our my eyes and probably everybody's eyes, but that my issue was that you said we're not respecting him enough by going just for the Vezina Trophy. And this thing is a two-step kind of process, and it really struck a chord with me.
I still feel, though, like that's shooting for a B on the test when you could be shooting for an A.
Yeah, but you can't put one foot in front without the other. You have to do this in step by step. Like I said, I said it earlier. How are people going to consider Pekka Rinne for the Hart Trophy if he wasn't even considered the front runner for the Vezina? It just doesn't work like that.
And how much of that, though, Chris Mason with us, how much, in your opinion, do you think, though, like that the Pekka for Vezina movement has picked up Pekka's standing in the Vezina Trophy, and how much of it has been the fact that in the last 2 weeks he's been downright dominant and Andre Vasilevskiy has kind of taken a step back a little bit from where he was playing earlier in the year?
Well, earlier, that was the thing. They were going on the first 3 months of the season where he was lights out, and that's the power of the media and the narrative. It just continued on through the season. That's even, obviously, Pekka has helped his own stock the last 2 weeks, but 2 or 3 weeks ago, the numbers were the same thing. He had all the statistical advantages in every single category except for wins at that point. He's one behind now. He's played less games, but that was the only one. And it was because of less games. He had a better winning percentage. And you go right down the list, and you could check every single box on Pekka Rinne for that one. And that was why it shocked me so much. And these guys, and so every media show or every radio show I went, I prefaced saying, hey, I just want to talk about Pekka Rinne if you have me on. Sure, no problem. And almost all of them said, hey, I just want to get this out in the open. I'm in the Vasilevskiy crowd. I believe he's the front runner. So I'd debate them and ask them why they said that, and they'd say, well, the defense and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, it went on and on. Now you don't hear anybody saying Vasilevskiy. It's all Pekka Rinne. So it's the information being brought to the forefront, and then everybody, it just circulates around and around, and then now everybody understands, I think. And Pekka, like you said, he's helped his cause more than anybody. It's not me or anybody else pushing the narrative. It's Pekka.
Well, he hasn't lost a start in a month. I mean, that's why I know, like, that in the month that there's been a lot of progress in that discussion. But I think a lot of that progress in that discussion is not just because of you making the discussion, which I actually like, but more so that he hasn't lost.
Well, I mean, he's 19-1-1. I mean, he's
dominant.
He's been dominant. That's right. But that's why it surprised me that people were still saying that. And I believe me, I'm not trying to take credit for this. I don't think it was me. It's Pekka's the one obviously doing it. But it just shocks me that, you know, people will still just regurgitate what they heard from this guy or that guy as fact. And then that's the way it is. And it was actually really an eye-opener for me being in the media now. So that's the whole point.
See, that's why everybody should listen to this show, because we just tell it how it is, Chris.
Well, I certainly wasn't disrespecting our goalie, so that's not saying how it is.
Well, I would say this, though. My thing is this. Again, are you still on the Pekka for Vezina train, or are you now getting off that train since, as you said, you think that he's won it like I think he's won it, and now moving to Pekka for the Hart train?
Yeah, well, I think I 100% think he's in the conversation. I think there's a lot of other guys in that conversation as well. The Vezina, there's nobody. It's Pekka, and it's not even close. That's the only name on the ballot. As far as I'm concerned, there's nobody. There's a lot of other guys. I don't want to minimize other goaltenders in this league that are having great seasons, but Pekka's this year is just that much better than everybody else. The Hart Trophy, Pekka's in the discussion, no question. But there are other guys that I think that are in that. And this is the thing about this award. It's the Most Valuable Player award, but it always seems to go to offensive hockey players. It doesn't.
I hate that.
I do too. Defense get left out, goalies get left out, and that's the thing that really kind of bugs me about that award. For whatever reason, they pick the guy who scores the most points usually, and that's not the way it should be.
Then that's why there's got to be a campaign trail of somebody saying it's most valuable player and not most valuable forward, and that's the whole point I'm trying to make. Like, that's the whole point I'm trying to make. I agree with you. I think everything you've said, I almost agree with to a T, except that, again, it's like, I feel like sometimes we settle for this. We sit there and we say, well, you know, the MVP usually goes to forwards, which is true, but it does sometimes go to goalies. And in this instance, I think this goalie has done enough to where he is a better candidate for more valuable to a better team than Nathan MacKinnon is to his team, or Taylor Hall is to his team, or Nikita Kucherov is to his team. I don't know how you can make the case for Nikita Kucherov. He plays with Victor Hedman, Steven Stamkos, and Andre Vasilevskiy. I have no idea. Other than just sheer numbers that you can say, well, he scored a bunch of goals, has a bunch of assists, so he should win the award.
Well, that's the point. That's the whole point of this hypocritical award, because that's the thing about Vasilevskiy there. I was saying they got the leading scorer, the sixth top scorer, the whatever, in quotations, front runner for the Vezina Trophy in Hedman, and they're saying that, you know, he's not on a great team. And the same thing for Kucherov. He plays on, you know, they've scored 30 more goals than the Predators. Like, the Predators don't even have a point a game guy. We've got a lot of depth. We get a lot of offense from our back end. We've got a great hockey team, no question. The other guys, though, MacKinnon, I can make an argument for him. Taylor Hall, the next leading scorer on his team, is 30-some-odd points behind him. So without Taylor Hall, New Jersey Devils are nowhere near the playoffs. So, but, again, we see Pekka every single night. I honestly believe that he should be a Hart Trophy finalist. And I think that that award, especially for a goaltender, as playing as well as he doesn't even have, he still has single-digit losses in this season, which is just next level. So do I think Pekka is a Hart Trophy candidate? Yes, I do.
All right. Now we're getting the new campaign started, Floyd Reese. And, Chris, I will say this. If he pitches a shutout tonight because it's Toronto, and I know that that's not fair, but you know how this works as much as anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I think that becomes the national story tomorrow in this league, is that he's an MVP candidate or a legit top guy for that MVP if he pitches a shutout tonight. What do you think?
That would not surprise me at all.
Well, I enjoyed our debate. You know I love you, right?
Yeah, I do, buddy, and I appreciate it.
Okay, what do you think about tonight's game?
I think, Auston Matthews looks like it's going to be back. I think, honestly, if the Predators play their game, I don't see Toronto being in this game. I 3-1, 4-1 type of thing, but we'll see. They got a lot of firepower, too, so Preds are going to have to clean it up a little bit defensively. I thought they gave up a little bit too much the last couple games to Buffalo and Colorado.
Interesting. Chris, we will see you tonight on the TV broadcast. I still love you, but now it's Pekka for Hart.
All right, buddy. All right.
See you, Chris.
See you,
Chris,
bud.
Mason,
bye.
Preds analyst, TV analyst. I think he's on the Pekka for Hart bandwagon, Floyd Reese.
It might be. Sounds like.
So that's the whole point I've been trying to make.
You don't listen. You're the worst listener in the world.
I think I'm a pretty good listener.
I'll bet your dad told you that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. You're a horrible listener.
What am I horrible at listening?
I haven't heard a single person, not one person, since we've been talking about this, which has been a long, long time. We have been talking about this, that has not said he shouldn't be in consideration for the Hart Trophy. Never heard anybody say anything other than that. Should be in consideration.
Yeah, but now he's been so dominant, he should win.
That's not what everybody else is saying. I'm telling you what everybody else says. In consideration. Key words. I know you won't listen.
I'm listening.
No, I can see it bouncing off your forehead.
I'm listening. The one thing I will say is, I think when I say not respecting the goalie enough, it's not like I'm saying that you're disrespecting the goalie. It's just, again, I look at him as an MVP candidate. I don't even think about the Vezina Trophy because he's already won that. He has so easily won that. And the biggest difference between when they started doing this and now is not the awareness of should Pekka be the Vezina in the Vezina discussion, because Pekka was third on the list at the midseason. It's that Pekka hasn't lost in a month. Like, that's an incredible feat. So while there's been this whole thing about, you know, pushing Pekka for the Vezina, he's won every game. He's been pitching shutouts left and right. That's the difference. That's why he's now the runaway. It's not because they've had people on Twitter using the hashtag. It's because he's played so doggone good, which is why, in my opinion, the way he's played has taken him from should be in the discussion for the MVP to he should be number one right now for the MVP. And that's just my opinion. And that's my take, and I had it. And if you don't like it,
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You think he's won the Vezina?
You heard what Chris just said. Chris said it. Not just me. Chris Mason thinks he's won this Vezina Trophy as well. We'll take your calls. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 1025 The Game.